One, two, three. Welcome to the Naked Wine Podcast.
Two best friends and wine. Natural and free.
Skin contact sometimes. Unfiltered, never fined. Organic grapes and yeast.
Welcome to episode
number 10.
10.
Numero diez. This is like a milestone, a mini milestone. Every episode is a milestone, but numero diez, baby. And today we are talking about, hold on, let me see for our viewers.
Glue, wine.
Drank out of the bottle. Glug glue wines
for
Marissa
our,
Ross style.
Yeah, shout out to Marissa Ross. We love her podcast, Natural Disasters. Her and Adam do such a good job.
She's kind of the OG of the drinking out of the bottle, the chug test, or the Ross test. She calls it the Ross test.
She does, and it's awesome.
Anyway, check her out.
For our listeners who didn't see what Remington just did, he just picked up this beautiful bottle
of wine and
faints and chugged it. Thank goodness we're best friends, and that doesn't gross me out.
No, we're besties. We're not together, but we've kissed.
Yes, this is
boom.
True. Boom.
Pride month. Allies can kiss their fellow homos, and I feel bad about it. Anyway, Naked Wine Pod, you know the scoop. Juice, fermented juice in its natural naked form.
Low to minimal intervention.
Mm-hmm.
We are all about just
natty.
In its most simplest, purest form.
We're here for the natty juice.
Yeah, go natty or
go home.
GTFO.
Oh, whoa. Someone's had wine tonight.
Okay.
Anyways,
well, speaking of wine, let's talk about the wine.
What we're drinking. So for YouTubers, look at this. This is gorgeous, by the way.
It's a beautiful bottle.
From Ruth Lewandowski. She's a legend, a domestic legend.
Shout out to Ruth. And it's a gorgeous bottle. The fox is my spirit animal.
And Cody's my partner's spirit animal.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That makes sense.
Shout out Cody in the bedroom right now.
Yeah, shout out to Cody boy. So basically, the label is beautiful. It's this gorgeous kind of, I don't even know what style of artwork that is, but lovely little foxes and fauna, flora
hand
and fauna.
Drawn, obviously. Hand drawn. Flora, fauna, there's foxes. It's called Faints.
Faints.
What's really cool about Faints is it's by Ruth. We already shouted out Ruth. It's these grapes from Fox Hill Vineyard in NorCal, a little north of the Russian River, and they're all kind of like Piedmont, Italy grapes in this bottle from this vineyard. And they kind of practice, I believe, biodynamic practices up there, or at least organic. But anyway, it's a co-fermentation. So what that means is it has both white and red grape varietals co-fermented together.
Naughty.
And
grapes.
Put in the bottle. So that's like crazy. Normally you're like, is this a red wine or a white wine? And we're like, you know what? Both.
Both.
So this one is 30% Arnise, which is a white grape. So this is 30% white grape. And then 33% Dolcetto, 15% Barbera, 14% Nebbiolo, and 8% Montepulciano. So, this is wonderful. And we chose it.
And also, well,
for a reason.
We did choose it for a reason because it is a glue wine.
It's a glue wine. We'll talk about what is a glue wine, but like, okay, taste, color, look, all that thing.
It's so beautifully cloudy as we like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a gorgeous, I don't know, like a Christmassy light, Christmas berry,
not cranberry,
but like a dark Christmas berry. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just so
but
pretty.
You look at it and it's not like, oh, this is going to be heavy.
No, it's not like that.
But it's not like, it's not a rosé color. I mean, we have some heavy hitters like Barbera.
Yeah.
Nebbiolo.
Montepulciano.
Nebbiolo is.
We're not screwing around here.
We're not screwing around. But we added Arnise, that white grape varietal, just to chill.
Let's smell it.
To chill everything else out.
Okay, so right away.
A little bit more glue and powder.
Right away, a little barnyard, which amazing. Love it. Thank you.
The aroma. Ooh. Oh man. I need it. Yeah. Sometimes I do the cover test.
Definitely getting some fun spices, like herbal flavors.
Herbal. It herbal smells aromas. Crunchy to mm-hmm. me.
It does smell crunchy.
Just kind of means like a little fresh, zippy. I'm getting a little
super poppy.
Barnyard smells Ooh. Very poppy. Let's
Love
taste it.
Let's taste it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh, some nice tannins.
Mmm. Whoa. Dry. Yeah, most Glu-Glu wines, we'll get into this. You Good rarely acidity. Taste tannins, but this is perfectly balanced.
That's got to be from like the
little bit of tannins.
And the,
well, the Barbera and the
Barbera
Nebbiolo.
And the Nebbiolo.
And the Dolcetto.
Yeah.
But it is very well balanced. Low tannins, but they're present.
Not overwhelming.
Pretty good acidity, but not yep. like mouth puckering. You don't feel it like the mm-hmm. Jolly Rancher or the Warhead back, you know, right
Definitely
here by your jaw.
Not a Jolly Rancher.
It's got texture. It's a little complex because it stays with you. It tastes minerally to me.
I
minerality.
But I also get like, I do get, what's that? There's a candy that's like popping in my mind. Do you know, were they called Runts?
Did you have
Runts?
Whoa. Throwback to Runts.
I get a little bit of Runts.
Yes.
But like the
tart
ones, like the pink one.
Yes.
I get that.
Whoa. I'm having a nostalgic 90s childhood moment Runts. Right now.
How do you? I can't even believe that.
When's the last time you had Runts?
I swear to God, probably when I was like 18.
18? That sounds a little late for Runts.
But I didn't grow up in the United States, I experienced all those candies when I moved here when I was
Fair
18.
Enough. That was like a Green Lake, Spicer, Minnesota shout out to the Hansons in my childhood, kind of like parade, 4th of July parade candy moment.
Yeah.
But that's exactly right. Like a little tart, like your favorite
but poppy
childhood
like
poppy
candy.
Tart candy.
Like a not sweet candy.
But it keeps me coming back. Like I would... Put me on a pool floaty in the pool or the ocean.
Which is basically every day.
Hand me the whole bottle every day. Hand me the whole bottle. I want the whole thing. And I don't even need a glass. You know why? Because it's chuggable right out the bottle, baby. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
What is Glu-Glu wine?
All right. So we kind of touched on why it's called Glu-Glu. It comes from a French phrase, glug, glug, literally like...
The sound that... You know, anybody drinking from the bottle that lube that liquid
in French,
hitting the back.
Glue.
Yeah.
Sounds or a something nicer like that.
French.
But yeah, so they're basically just very, very light, refreshing. They tend to be lower in alcohol. They're the kind of wine that you, as with a lot of natural wine, that you want to drink right away. Like you're not going to buy a Glu-Glu and age it.
To cellar it,
no.
To put it up.
You're going to buy that Glu-Glu and you're going to drink it ASAP.
Mm-hmm. You're going to chill it down.
You're going to chill it. Yes.
You're going to open it with friends and you may just be like, screw the solo cups. Let's just pass the bottle.
And it's also the kind of wine that you don't really need to enjoy it or want to enjoy it with food. It's a wine to be enjoyed like by itself.
Oh, yeah.
You can enjoy it with food for
it
sure.
It pairs,
but like you don't need to. It's definitely a wine, like Remington said, you want to drink it by the pool or in the pool, even better.
In.
Take the bottle in the pool. Because it's bursting with flavor and it's bright, and it's poppy and
it's
juicy.
Chuggable.
It's juicy. It's honestly kind of like what you, when you were a little kid and you, for me, like you imagined what wine tasted like and you like know what a grape looks like. Like to me, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's like very, it's just like poppy and fruity and fun.
Poppy and fruity and fun. And, it's not... You can drink it right out the bottle, and it's not necessarily a food wine because it doesn't have thick tannins. Some wine, I taste it, I'm like, oh, that's food wine. Like it would be perfect with charcuterie
meat,
or this instance,
or
with meat because on its own, it's a little like,
intense.
It's like intense.
Yeah.
This
Glu-Glu is flirty. It is a flirty wine.
Flirty. It is you when you're 21 and you just broke up with your girlfriend or boyfriend. And you're working out extra hard, and now you're going to the club, and it's like, all right.
Let's have some Glu-Glu.
Let's have some fun.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. It's fun in a glass.
And that kind of brings us the going to the club comment, which Remington loves to talk about this.
Yeah, so like I would equate Glu-Glu wines, and I read this somewhere online, and I absolutely loved it, to light beer. Glu-Glu wines is to light beer, just as Glu-Glu wines – or the more sophisticated version for anybody post-college to drink and to chug, as light beer is what kids in college are chugging, or it should be just confined to kids in college, but I see a lot of people chugging beer. I mean, I've been guilty. I've done a beer bong before, like, and I just turned 30. I've done it probably last year. But a beer, a glue glue bong.
Oh my God. Can we do that for my birthday? A glue glue?
I mean, they are, what percent alcohol is this, dude? I mean, like, light beer is 4%. This is 12.3%. If you do a wine bong of this, you might. That
would be a fun birthday.
That's more like, that's more frat sorority, like going hardcore than like light beer. It's like triple the alcohol content.
That's true.
Take that, fraternities.
Well, so another reason why it may appeal to college kids is it can be more affordable for sure. Mm. Glue glues.
Totally.
Like, we're talking $20 range.
Yeah. So let's chit chat about how, since we covered what glue glue is, how do we spot it? Like, what if you're looking on
because
a shelf?
It definitely doesn't say, well, actually, one wine does say glue glue on it, but
yeah, they don't, Las Jaras. Yeah. I think Las Jaras. Las Jaras is glue glue.
So, so good. But it's not like you're going to be like, oh, let me look on the label and it's going to say glue glue.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of
certified glue glue.
Certified glue glue. Certified put it in your face. No, that would be great. But
how
you
to
kinda,
spot it on
you gotta
a
know
shelf.
How to spot it in your wine
if store. You want to find it. So number one, we kind of covered this, but like chillable. Generally, glue glue wines refer to chillable red. So if you see red wine,
in
what looks
fridge.
Like red wine in the fridge at some place, it's probably a glue glue one. You're not generally refrigerating medium to heavy bodied red wines that have a lot of tannins. You're generally refrigerating light body, lower alcohol
red
wines.
So for our listeners, like, just so you can picture this in your brain, think about like a rosé, right? Your classic French rosé, and like that color, that pink, pretty pink color. That's not what we're talking about. Like, of course, those are in the wine fridge in your
yeah, rosé should
we're talking
all
about
be chilled.
Like, this looks like a red wine. Like, you know, it's not like super dark, but it doesn't look like a rosé. And if
darker
it's
than a rosé,
darker than
but
a rosé,
lighter than
like
your
cab,
parents' California
Merlot.
Cab. Yeah.
But if it's in the fridge at your local wine store and it looks like a red wine, darker than a rosé, that's a very good sign that it's a glue glue. And also, if it's in a clear bottle, that's an even better sign that it's a glue glue.
Clear bottle, think your light, refreshing, chillable Beaujolais.
Yeah.
Like a Beaujolais wine.
The Gamay grape.
Gamay grape grows.
Super fun poppy grape.
So number two thing on how to spot glue glue wine on the shelf, low alcohol.
Mm-hmm. So
you're
when
not
we
chugging.
Say, when we say low alcohol, we're talking 10% to 12%.
10-ish to 12%.
Maybe a
alcohol.
Little higher. I mean, like
this is
12.3. Yeah, 12.3.
12 and a half. I'm the expert, so I'm going
to
call it 10 to 12 and a half.
Half
percent.
Remington has spoken.
I just gaveled, and court is out of session.
Oh,
but yeah, lower.
You're not getting a gavel.
Boom! Lower alcohol content.
Remington uses a gavel all the time.
You want to chug things that are going to smack you in the face with alcohol. Now, I have seen college kids chug, you know, plastic handles of vodka, and that's unadvisable on the Naked Wine podcast.
Yeah.
If we're talking a 10%, you know, glue glue party slammer, like a nice, playable, fun red wine that's chilled.
Get weird with it.
We're here for it.
Yeah.
We're here for it.
We're here for it. Yeah, and I already kind of mentioned like the clear bottle is because the winemakers know it's a glue glue, right? And they want you to see the beautiful color. So they're not going to put it in like a darker bottle that's then going in your fridge where you can't enjoy the beautiful vibrancy of it. Because like they're normally bright red or like an orangish darker pink and things like that. So
they're bright poppy colors.
Yeah.
Kind of zippy and electrified looking.
Also, you want to look at the vintage, and vintage means the year that it was bottled. And
this
you want
is,
to
faint
2020. So you want to make sure it was within like the last year, because like we said, glue glues are not meant to age in your cellar for a special anniversary in like 20 years or when you get divorced.
No,
they
drink
are
something better than
drink something
well, not better.
Drink something different then.
Different.
Because Blue Glue, and also if you're buying Blue Glue and you look at it and it's from like 7 years ago, it probably still isn't Blue Glue.
Maybe not. Maybe if you just got divorced, you need to chug something.
True debt.
So you know what? There's all applications for Blue Glue wine.
I love in the movie Sideways. Have you seen Sideways? I forget. It's a wine
remember.
Movie.
I've...
With Paul Giamatti. No. Anyways, it's all about this character, Paul Giamatti, and he is obsessed with wine, and he like saves this bottle. I forget what it was, but super special bottle, and like never opens it. And he's, you know, goes through his marriage and his divorce, and never opens it. And he goes on this like crazy wild journey, and then he just realizes like, screw it. I need a joy. So he's like sitting, I think, at like a fast food restaurant, just like with his bottle with a burger and fries, pouring it into like a plastic cup. And I just think it's like beautiful.
No, that's epic. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Anywho, side note.
Side note to Sideways. Yeah. So yeah, recent vintage. You're not cellaring Blue Glue wines. They're meant to be drank. Oh, I always screw that up within the year that you buy it.
We still love you.
My mom out. Do you even know the right drunk or drink?
Well, now I'm confused.
Okay, my mom definitely knows, and she always corrects me on it.
My mama would know too.
And lastly, more affordable. They're generally less than $20 on the shelf. So if you, like, 22, 25 at the most.
I have a question. Do you think I have two theories, but I want to know yours. Do you think they're more affordable because, like, the way they're made, or because they are taking more liberties with, like, blends, like, and co-fermentations and whatnot, so they can resource
maybe
like a
both.
Lot of grapes.
I think this is Faint's 2020, maybe even purchased in 2020. I think they don't have to cellar it. They're not oak aging it, so maybe you don't have the oak barrel cost,
which are very
and maybe
expensive,
you don't have
FYI.
The rent cost. Like, think about it. If you're cellaring a wine, that's a little teeny bottle plot on your land. It's taking up space.
Yeah.
That has a cost.
Yeah.
And they're generally just like the light, super fun, poppy version. So,
and they probably have quick turnover, right?
Quick turnover. Yeah.
Well,
and the last little thing,
let's get into how Blue Glues are often made.
Mm-hmm. So, and it might say this on the label, but I'm gonna let Miss take over because she's reading all about this at the moment.
I literally just have been learning about this. So we'll learn together here. And who knows?
Carbonic maceration.
Anyways, carbonic maceration or carbonic masturbation. Remington loves carbonic masturbation.
What? I've never said that.
I'm just kidding. I just really wanted to say that.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, no, I always think that when I say carbonic maceration. Oh. I feel like I should just say it out loud. Oh. Sorry, Mom. Anyways, or it's known as full cluster.
Mm-hmm.
And they do mention this on the label because it's a really cool way that they make the wine. And basically what it means is that they take like the entire cluster of grape, hence it's also called full cluster. Sometimes even there's like stem and leaves in there. Mm-hmm. Like they just take
the
whole cluster stem. And they throw it all into a tank. And they seal it and they pump it full of carbon dioxide. And basically what that means is like there's no oxygen getting in and getting out. So what happens is that these grapes start fermenting, like the juice starts fermenting inside itself.
Yep.
And then it slowly is like being crushed by its own weight, which is super cool because it's a very natural way for the juice to be released. And it also creates like a very poppy, zippy, candy, exciting glue wine as
totally.
Far as like what you're tasting and smelling.
Yeah, it's the fermentation happens inside of the grape first instead of with the yeast on the outside of the skins. Normally you'd like foot stomp those grapes and the yeast is already present there, and then it, you know, just goes underway and starts eating the sugar and the juice and there you go. But these grapes get so plump. It's almost like the girl from Willy Wonka who ate the candy, the gum she wasn't supposed to eat. Veruca.
Yes, I love this reference.
Was that Veruca?
Veruca, I think. Yeah.
She turned into a purple. Blueberry, a purple, because it was like blueberry pie.
A blueberry, yeah.
And she got bigger and bigger.
Oh, no, it was gum that tasted like
a gum that tasted like a three-course meal.
And the last thing was blueberry pie.
And she turned into that. Well, she didn't burst, at least as far as we know, because she got rolled out of frame. Grapes do that.
Yes.
With all these other verucas on top, aka grapes, that are just almost bursting at the seams with fermenting juice inside, the weight of the top ones will make the ones in the bottom burst and the juice will start running.
Yeah.
And as Miss said before, it creates highly aromatic wines that it are just kind of meant to be drank young and generally have lower tannins. Like if you're all your grapes in a bottle that you are making go through carbonic maceration, it's going to have like little to no tannin level.
Because if you think about it, so like the juice isn't fermenting all crushed up together with the skins and like the stems and everything. They're having the inside contact with the skin, of course, but like that's how the grape grows. But it's not having that outside contact as much. And that's where you get like that astringent
tannin
taste. So it just makes for a zippier, peppier wine. This is a very popular method in Beaujolais. And one cool thing, like I will say this because I just did – I'm learning a lot and I'm doing this wine course and I'm learning a lot about stuff. It's kind of blowing my mind, but we were doing a tasting of a Beaujolais, the Gamay grape. And the really cool thing about Gamays and because of this carbonic maceration is you can get like candy and banana taste and flavors.
Did you taste that?
Oh, it was.
They made you taste like carbonically macerated Gamay.
Yeah, it was a delicious one. And it was like banana.
You taste
like
a
candy banana instantly. And before they even told me that, I just was like, wrote down, whoa, banana candy. And you're not going to get that like anywhere else.
So I love that. I was chasing carbonically macerated Gamays for a minute.
I told you, remember now you love like, carbonic macerated.
Now, I was chasing it. Every day, drinking one. But they can be one-note-y. So here's my quick 2 cents. I love the taste. They're easy drinking. But if all the grapes in a bottle are carbonically macerated, it can taste a little one-note-y. It'll taste banana-y, fruity, poppy, but no structure, no tannins.
Well,
and that could be it.
True. And I think the one exception is some of the – the one exception I would say is like – in Beaujolais, you do get some Beaujolais wines where they actually, they do the carbonic maceration, but they do age in a little bit of oak. And like, I think it's just from like one little tiny, I'm going to fuck this up. I think it's called Fleur or something, but you will get like a little bit, you can get that as well. The banana, the candy, the poppy, and then you will get like some vanilla flavors or toast or whatnot from the oak. So they exist, but.
What's also really popular nowadays this wine was made, all the grapes carbonically macerated, but what's really popular is to do like half the grapes. You'll even see on the wine story, half the grapes were fermented full cluster, aka half the grapes were fermented under a carbonic maceration. And that provides like the light, all those qualities we provided before, and then maybe the other grapes are fermented, the kind of the normal way, quote unquote, foot stomped and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides this yin and yang and creates this perfect little balance.
Totally. And I think a good, for me, the way that I know that carbonic maceration was used is if I sip the wine and it's just like a candy, like not, when I say candy, it's not sweet. It's, you know, normally dry wines, but like an explosion of like candy flavors in your mouth.
Candy flavors.
Yeah.
Low tannin. If it's like really carbonically macerated, like all the juice, it might taste even banana-y.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, let's talk about some regions and kind of like types of wine where you can find Glue Glue around the world. Let's start here in California.
Cali.
So California, if you're looking for Glue Glue wines, look at NorCal. You can get fruity, poppable wines from NorCal that are light in body. There's a bazillion producers. One of them is right here, Ruth Lewandowski.
Hi.
Flores Wines, Martha Stoneman. The list could go on.
And honestly, go get this wine because it's so good.
It's so affordable. It's like $22 at our wine store. Shout out Lincoln Fine Wines.
Shout out Lincoln Fine Wines. They still have this there, I'm assuming. But
I hope
they still have it there.
I'm gonna buy more.
So Faints and Ruth Lewandowski.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for like an easy drinking Glue Glue wine, one place to look is Italy. So Italy produces a lot of great Glue Glue expressions in their like dark rosés and light bodied reds. Mm-hmm. One producer that comes to mind is like Le Coste or La, oh man, I'm gonna mess this up. I can't remember the name of this one. La I'm at a blank, but they have like all the really cool labels with like they're clear bottles with really poppy electric labels, like a gas filler upper or whatnot. Oh man, it's killing me that.
Oh
I can't
my
remember.
God, I know what you're talking about.
Michelada, not Michelada.
No, but it's. Well, anyway. We'll get back to you on that. Maybe we'll put it in our notes. But yeah, great. Languedoc, France. If you're looking for those like tartar glue ones, super light body blends come out from there. It's a good spot to look.
And last, just kind of a little tidbit, Australia is a hidden natural wine gem. Go to South Australia if you want super juicy wines with a titch of funk. There are a bazillion great producers at the moment coming from South Australia with some really cool importers bringing them here to the United States. Give them a try. If you see a wine from Australia, give it a try. Taste as many as you can. Generally, they might be even more affordable than some of the European ones just because it doesn't have the clout.
Totally. So I guess to recap, let's talk about some of the characteristics of glue wine. So lightweight, we covered that.
Lightweight, light-bodied, not going to smack you in the face, not going to feel like you have this big mouthful.
Super astringent tannin feel.
Can be enjoyed on their own. Yeah.
Fruit bombs, very fruity.
Definitely. Fruity, lower tannins. That's not that tannin that we describe is like if you ever had black tea for the non-wine drinkers or for the wine drinkers, it's that feeling that kind of like grabs your tongue, the back of your tongue, and maybe dries out your mouth sometimes. Those are tannins.
That's tannins.
They're generally lower in tannins.
Not present so much in glues. They're going to be very like candy vibes, but not sweet. Like, please, they're dry wines. They're great. They aren't sweet, but they do have candy characteristics. So just flavors that you would find in like runts.
Runts and maybe banana. What's the candy that had all the fruit shapes in it?
That's the runts.
No, runts.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, dude. I was thinking of nerds.
No,
oops.
But that's good
runts.
Too.
Banana.
That's what I'm talking about, the banana runts and the pink runts.
Yes. That's from a different episode.
But I like nerds too.
The banana runt.
The banana runt.
This carbonically macerated wine, the glue wine, can sometimes taste like the banana runt.
And like, just picture Remington on like a pool float, just going like this.
Pool float. Oh, glue. You made the glue noise. Drinking out the bottle. So
that was fun.
We're talking pool floaty. We're talking in the ocean.
Yeah.
We're talking grab a bottle, slam it back before you give your best man speech at your bestie's wedding.
Maybe in a few years,
we will see. I'm not excited about what she has to say about it. Just kidding.
Especially after chugging a bottle
I don't really have anything to hide. This is perfect for on the porch, living out your best Southern Savannah, Charleston, Louisiana vibe.
Yeah.
Swinging on your porch with grandma and tossing back this bottle. When it's a scorcher outside, chill that red, toss it back.
Chill it.
Bring it to the concert parking lot or before you tailgate for, shout out Green Bay Packers, my favorite football team.
Yay, sports.
good tailgating wine, good pre-concert wine. Glue has a lot of applications.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Put the bottle to your mouth, toss it back, and have a good time. So that's kind of glue in a nutshell. Grandma, grandpa, I don't know if you'll be taking our advice and drinking straight out the bottle.
But if you do, please send us a video.
And since we're singing our songs lately, how does that one sound go? Like, grab a bottle and let your body waddle. Don't act like it's not the model. You just hit the lotto.
Country song?
No, that's our hip hop song.
I had no idea what you're
Oh my gosh.
About.
We sang in a different episode.
But
thought
now
we'd keep
I've got
the trend going.
I'm popping bottles in the ice. Like a blizzard.
Oh, G6 was my favorite. When I used to slam beers in college, Fly Like a G6 was
so
my jam.
Slam glue and fly like a G6.
Or own a G6.
And invite us.
Cheers.
And we'll bring glue.
That. And we'll bring the glue.
you bring
the
G6.
Cheers. Go natty or go home.
Bye.
Bye.